Jets roll over, DJ. Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 6:15. Birthday shout-out, 7:30 this morning. 20 degrees, Mount Ossa today with a touch of stench around the region due to that algae on the coastline. Sitting at tops of 19 degrees in the Whitsundays.
You know what, Jay? I've hit a new low. Not only
what, 10 years on the breakfast show is not enough for you?
No, that's actually a highlight, I must admit. But no, not only am I getting stood up by women, I'm now getting stood up by men too. Happened yesterday.
There is no crawling back from here.
The coffee club on Wood Street. We set this up, catching up with an old mate. He's just moved to town. You know him as well. You've met him. And was there. No problems.
Is that why you came and sat with me and my friend having coffee yesterday?
Well, yeah, because I was feeling like a Nigel.
Wow.
All that time. It was an hour.
You've got to remind some people, are you still on for today, ? Like, that's a reminder, yeah. Hey, we're catching up today.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. I said, hey, can we change it to the coffee club instead? And that was about half an hour before anything. Didn't hear anything from him because, you know, being blokes, we don't usually text each other straight away. Got there, no problems, said, mate, I'm here, no problems, half an hour, you still coming? Nothing. You rocked up an hour later, so I've gone to
Unplanned, by the way.
Yeah, I've gone to sit with you and have a good old chat, and you and your assistant, and during lunch there with you, he finally calls me, says, oh, mate, I'm so sorry.
This is not going to be great for your confidence.
No, it's not. But here's the thing with
your
guys.
Your mum forgets you at school. She doesn't call you for your birthday sometimes.
Yeah.
Girls just ghost you or don't turn up. Your mates don't turn up when they say, like, that's...
Yeah.
What have you done? And what were you in a past life?
I must have been an executioner or something. Nobody likes me.
You made many enemies in my previous life.
Yeah. So from now on, I'm paying people to come and have lunch with me. So I know they'll stay. Stay there. Get on time.
Can we get somebody to do your previous life? Like, you know how they can see what you were in a previous life? Just to see what it was?
Yeah,
to make sure that's why we're not actually dealing with somebody who's...
Sure.
An absolute Nigel.
I must have been I wouldn't say a nice, probably a lord. One of those bad lords.
You know what, though? When I noticed you from afar, you were sitting in the middle of all of the people in the coffee club by yourself.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you get up and move to another table on the outskirts? In the middle, I think you're more of a... It's more of a point that you're sitting there and you've been stood up. Everyone's seeing that. Everyone's viewing that.
You know what's worse is even the waitress judged me. Because I said, no, I'm waiting for someone. Then we'll get something to eat.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
And then she comes about and she starts to feel sorry for you. She's like, is that person still coming, honey?
No, well, they kept asking me for food. I was ready to go for it. Give me one of everything on the menu. It's the emotional eating.
Chomp. Oh, my God. I love it. I mean, I feel bad for you.
No, you love it.
Jane, no for breaking. It's 6:18. Triple M morning.